Well, I trust that you've had a wonderful time with God this week.
Amen.
I trust that you've started every day with God. Because if you start every day with God, I don't care how bad the day gets, you're going to have a good day. Before I begin this morning, let me invite you to stand, take your Bibles, and repeat after me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe it to be the Word of the Living God.
I believe it to be the Word of the Living God.
And I covenant to study it every day. I want God's will to be done in my life.
I want to be led by the Holy Spirit.
I want to be like Jesus. Heavenly Father, every one of us this morning has a desire to be like Jesus. And whatever method you choose, Father, to bring that about, just give us the strength and the courage to be able to endure, that we may be polished stones, fit vessels to inherit the kingdom that Jesus has gone to prepare. Lord, I would ask that you'd be with me this morning as I bring the message, and open each one of our hearts and our understanding, that we would know Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. My sermon this morning, Accident or Design. Accident or Design. Karen, thank you for leading us in reading the scripture. A couple of weeks ago, when I met with you, I shared about mankind or us wanting to do God's will, or understanding God's purpose for our lives. The text I used was from Colossians 1, verse 16. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. In spite of all the circumstances, in spite of everything that's happening around us, how can I remind myself that life is really about living a life for God? It's not about me. Here's our thought for this week. You are not an accident. You are not an accident. I want to talk about God this morning. We serve an awesome God. But as we look into scriptures, as we study this morning, as we learn about God, we better understand ourselves. You know, God loves us with an everlasting love. Let's begin our study this morning in the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. What book did I say?
Isaiah,
yes, you're with me. Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah, the 44th chapter. And God is speaking to us. The second verse. This is what the Lord says, he who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Derek. Do not be afraid, my servant, Brother Jackson. Do not be afraid, Alec. I will help you. Isaiah 44, verse 2. My wife, bless her heart, she helps me out. You missed the text, didn't you? Because she was making faces at me. We got it. It's verse 2, right? It is, Isaiah 44, verse 2. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, Donna. Now, I know it says Jacob, but folks, when God's word, we got to make it personal. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to us. You're not an accident. We have started, you see, it started with God. Now, let me speak to the young people and the young at heart at first this morning. Your birth. Can you remember when you were born? Now, your parents may have told you you were born on such and such a date, and you bought into that idea. You believed that, didn't you? And no doubt, it's the truth. But your birth was not a mistake or a mishap, and your life is no fluke of nature. Some people think, well, if the circumstances were different, or if my parents, you know, weren't alcoholics or drug addicts, my life could be so much better. But I want to tell you this morning that your birth was not a mistake or a mishap, and your life was not a fluke of nature. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did.
Amen.
He was not at all surprised by your birth. In fact, God expected it. Before, listen to this. Before you were born, you were conceived in the mind of God. He thought of you first.
Amen.
It's not faith, it's not chance, luck, nor coincidence that you are breathing this very moment. You are alive because God wanted to create you. Good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that tell us something about the God we serve? God prescribed every single detail of our body. He deliberately chose our race, the color of our skin, the color of our hair. He designed our features. In fact, He custom made your body just the way He wanted it. He also determined your natural talents, what the talents you would possess, and the uniqueness of your personality. Now, we live in a world that's filled with sin. In fact, the Bible tells us that we were shaped in iniquity in Psalm 51:5, and because we were shaped in iniquity, or we were born into sin, we are not all that God created us to be. Because of selfishness, we don't always develop our talents. We do not use our personality in a way that always brings joy to our Heavenly Father. Let's go back to our opening text this morning, or the opening book in Psalm chapter 39. There's some good stuff there. Psalm chapter 39. And I'm going to start reading in the 13th verse. Talking about God this morning. And if we understand God, it helps us understand ourselves. Now listen, look what he says. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Now, folks, just to ponder that statement, just to think about the human eye, just to think about, you know, a joint, how it works, just to think about our digestive system, to think about, you know, how the body functions, it just boggles your mind, doesn't it? And the body has the capability, if you cut yourself, it has the capability of repairing itself.
Amen.
Now, when I was a kid growing up in Newfoundland, we didn't have pavement. And I remember my first bicycle, and the first day I got a flat tire. run over a sharp rock. Now, wouldn't it have been wonderful if that tire could have repaired itself? It was just punctured. But we puncture our skin. You know, we put a little Neosporin on it, put a Band-Aid on it, you know, wash it off, of course, put a little Neosporin and a Band-Aid on it, and tomorrow it is all better. It's as good as new. We're fearful and wonderfully made. In fact, they tell me that they can take half your liver and it will grow back again. Wow. We are fearful and wonderfully made. Verse 15 says, my frame, listen to this boggles my mind. My frame was not hid from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. This absolutely boggles my mind. God made each one of us for a reason. He also decided when we were going to be born, how long we were going to live. He planned the days of our life in advance, choosing the exact time of our birth and our death. It's written in the book. God also planned where you would be born and where and how you would live out your purpose. Your race, your nationality are not an accident. God left no detail to chance. He planned it all for a purpose. Amen. Scripture says in Acts chapter 17, 26, From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that man would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find them, though he is not far from either one of us. Folks, nothing that happens in our life has absolutely anything to do with chance. God created us for a purpose. This is good stuff, isn't it? God designed, listen to this, God designed or decided how you were going to be born. Regardless of the circumstances or who your parents are, God had a plan in creating you. It doesn't matter if your parents are rich, poor, good, bad, or indifferent. God knew that these two individuals, listen to this, young people, God knew that your parents, these two individuals, possessed exactly the right genetic makeup to create the custom you he had in mind. They had the DNA to make you who you are. Amen. God's plan. Folks, listen. There may be a legitimate parents. Follow what I'm saying. There may be a legitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. Many children are unplanned by their parents, but they are not unplanned by God. God's purpose took into account human error and even sin. Well, before the creation of the world, he saw your body. He saw you. Planned you. He created you to be just the way you are. Amen. God never does anything accidentally, and he never makes mistakes, and he never makes junk. Amen. Folks, if you are older, even if you're younger, it should do something for your self-worth just to know that, doesn't it? He has a reason. God has a reason for everything he created. God created every plant, every animal, and every person. It was all designed for a purpose in the mind of God. Let me ask you a question. What was God's purpose or motive for creating you? I can only go to Scripture. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight."
Amen.
Now, that should give you a clue the type of people we should be. You see, let me say it again. "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love He predestined," now, or predetermined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. In fact, it is not God's will that any of us should suffer. It is not God's will that any of us should be lost. It is God's will that we should prosper and have health. It is God's will that we should live in heaven with Him. I can back that up with Scripture. It was love, their hearts. The reason it was love, that's why God created us. He was thinking of you. He was thinking of me before He made the world. In fact, that's why God created it. He designed this planet's environment just so we could live in it. Now that boggles my mind also. Before He created the world, He thought about you. He knew when you were born, where you were going to be born. He knew who your parents were going to be. He knew exactly the makeup of your DNA. He knew what your purpose was in life. And then He decided that He would make a world that was environmentally friendly, a place in which we could live. You see, His focus was not on the world. His focus was on His most valuable creation, us. The Bible says in James 1:18, "No one prompted Him to create us. He made us of His own free will, lovingly and tenderly, with all the risk involved. He also gave us spiritual gifts through the power of His Word to make us the choices of His creation." James 1:18, that was from the Clear Word. King David said, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him?" Psalm 8, verse 3 and 4. Now, folks, I'm talking about the awesome God we serve. He is the master designer. The more that physicists and biologists and other scientists learn about our universe, the better we understand how uniquely suited it is for our existence. Custom made by exact specifications that human life would be possible on this earth. Let me just share with you a few ways that God cares for the needs of us as creatures. Consider the water we drink as a renewable resource. The water we drink is as old as the hills. The water you drank this morning may be the same water that Cleopatra took a bath in. In ancient Egypt. Water. Water may be polluted by chemicals or human waste, but let the sun evaporate it, lift it into the sky, into the atmosphere, and there God cleans it, and it becomes usable again. And again,
Amen.
God distributes that same water by rain, dew, and snow. What a tremendous water system God designed. How about the sun? Most of us take the sun for granted, especially right here in South Carolina. I don't think since we have been here, there's a morning that we have... Wait, I bet I can't count on my... one end that I did not wake up and the sun was shining brightly in the mornings right here in South Carolina. Now, if you were in Newfoundland or if you were even in Louisville, Kentucky, you could go weeks without seeing the sun. We are so blessed. But, you know, we take the sun for granted because it's out there every morning. But I want to think about God. What an awesome God He is. What if the sun was just a little bit larger? Scientists tell us if the sun was just a little bit larger or just a little bit closer, it says that the oceans would boil away. Now, what if the sun was just a little bit smaller or a little bit further away? The scientists tell us that the earth would be like a giant ice cube. In either incidence, it would not be conducive to the life that we experience on planet Earth today. What an awesome God we serve. How about the air we breathe? Job chapter 12, 10 says, "In his hands is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind." You see, God designed the universe and he knew just the right formula for the air we breathe to sustain life and health air on earth. He knew the right amount of nitrogen, oxygen, argon, and carbon dioxide to mix into the atmosphere. That certainly just didn't happen. It didn't come because of some big cosmic explosion. In fact, you take away so much carbon dioxide or so much nitrogen and you light a match, and it would be a big explosion all over again. But God put just the right amounts there to sustain life on planet Earth. God did not create this beautiful and magnificent universe in vain. He created it for beings that could appreciate it and enjoy it. You know, this week we went back to Louisville, and one of the things that I like to do is ride my motorcycle. Folks, I had to get the thing out, start it up, the battery was dead, I had to put the charger on it, but before I left, Alec and I were able to get on that thing, and oh, the wind just blows through your hair. And I give God all the praise and the glory. It's so nice. For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord and there is no other. Isaiah 45:18. And folks, if you have some idea that you should be worshiping the sun or the moon or the stars or rivers or birds or some of the other things that people worship, then I think you need to give heed to what's written in God's Word. There is no other God but Him.
Amen, that's right.
And if you make the things, the creation, if you make things a God, you are the one that's going to lose. Why did God do all this? Why did He go to the bother and the trouble of creating a universe for us? Why? Because He is a God of love. A kind of love that's difficult to fathom, but it is reliable. It is called unconditional love. Let me ask you, did you enjoy your Sabbath school lesson this morning? But right back there, talked about the creation. Talked about Adam. He named the animals, and then when Eve was brought alongside, the thing that God said, He says, let us, remember the plural, let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. Now, I felt a little bit uncomfortable with Sunday's lesson because I felt they left a loophole. You know, we have this thing in the gay community today. But I want to tell you, that's not God's plan. God's plan is for man and woman to be together.
Yes.
That is the type of love that God wants us to experience. And because we were created in His image, the thing is, it was God who spoke the worlds into existence.
Yeah.
It was God who created us. You know, He said we were made in His image. We can create things. We can make automobiles and motorcycles. We can build houses. We can do all kinds of things. You are only limited in doing things by your own mind. God says, let us make man. He even gave us the ability to procreate.
Yes.
What an awesome God
Right. We
serve. God is love. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4:8, God is love. It doesn't say God as love. It says God is love. Love is the essence of His character. There is perfect love and fellowship within the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God didn't need to create you. He wasn't lonely, but He wanted to make you in order to express His love. God says in Isaiah 46, verse 3 and 4, listen to me, O church in Achan. Listen to me, O church in Achan, you who remain a part of the house of Israel. You whom I have upheld since you were conceived and carry you since your birth, even to your old age and your gray hairs, I am he who will sustain you. I made you. I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. He loves me. He loves you with an everlasting love. We are not an accident. We were created by a loving heavenly Creator. Let me share the poem again with you that I shared with you a couple weeks ago. This is by Russell Kepler. You are who you are for a reason. You're part of an intricate plan. You're a precious and perfect, unique design called God's special woman or man. You look like you look for a reason. Our God made no mistake. He knit you together within the womb. You're just what He wanted to make. The parents you have were the ones He chose, and no matter how you may feel, they were custom designed with God's plan in mind, and they bear the master seal. No, the trauma you face was not easy, and God wept that it hurt you so. But it was allowed to shape your heart so that into His likeness you'd grow. You are who you are for a reason. You have been formed by the master's rod. You are who you are, beloved, because there is a God. Amen. I've also asked the deacons if they would hand out a worksheet again for you this week. And again, what I want you to do is think about your purpose. I'm asking you each week to stand up. Remember, this is my Bible. I believe it to be the Word of the living God. And I covenant with Him to study it every day. And folks, I am convinced as you open up God's Word, you are going to find something there during the day that is going to be an encouragement to you. And you will come to know God and understand His purpose for your life. Isaiah 44:2, I am the Lord who created you, who formed you in the womb. I will help you. Do not be afraid. You are my servant, my chosen people, whom I love. Place for you to make notes, a place for you to journal as the Lord speaks to your heart. If you find this something that is valuable, then by all means use it to the honor and glory of God. Let me invite you to stand, and we're going to close and sing hymn number